This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, now we're really ready. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam to the Kol Agar the Perka. Parshas Shoiftim and Chodesh Elul. Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. The pasuk says in the beginning of the parsha, Shoiftim v'shoichim titan lecha. Judges and policemen, you should place for yourself b'chol sha'arecha. In all of your gates, Asher Hashem lekecha noisein lecha. That Hashem your God gives to you l'shvatecha according to your tribes. V'shaftu esha'am mishpat tzedek. And they should judge the people a righteous judgment. The Bnei Yisachar points out that the beginning of Chodesh Elul, we always read Parshas Shoiftim. The point of this observation is therefore we're entitled to ask ourselves, what is the connection between Parshas Shoiftim and Chodesh Elul? Even though the Gemara in Masechta Megillah teaches us there are only a few parshios that need to be read at specific junctures, namely, B'chukaisai before Shavuos and Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, the Shla HaKadosh writes in many places, Davar Be'itai Ma'atoiv, that any parsha that is read at a certain time of the year is connected to that time of the year, and therefore we're entitled to ask, what is the connection between Parshas Shoiftim and Chodesh Elul? So, we're going to study a certain aspect of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. We know that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol takes the blood of the various karbanos and he sprinkles them in specific locations by a certain formula. And the Pasuk says in Acharei Mois, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, V'lakach midam apar, he will take from the blood of the bull, v'hiza, and he will sprinkle be'etzba'oi with his finger, al pnei ha-kapoyres, on the face of the kapoyres, kedma, to the east, v'lefnei ha-kapoyres, and before the kapoyres, yaza, he will sprinkle shava pa'amim in adam be'etzba'oi, 7 times, from the blood with his finger. So he's taking from the blood of the bull, and he's sprinkling it on the face of the kapoyres, and then he's sprinkling it 7 times. So Rashi says, V'hizah be'etzba'oi hazah achas b'mashma. V'hizah implies 1 time. V'lefnei ha-kapoyres yazeh sheva harei achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. The Kohen Gadol sprinkles 1 up and 7 down. So what exactly is the significance of this? So the Gemara in Yuma says, not alas hadam, he would take the blood, mimi shahayim emaris, from the one who was stirring the blood, and the reason why he was, someone was stirring it was so that the blood would not congeal. Nichnas l'makam shenichnas v'amad b'makam sh'amad. He entered the place that he entered, and he stood in the place that he stood. V'hiza mimenu, and he sprinkled from it. Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata, 1 above and 7 below. V'lohayim miskavein l'hazois. He did not intend to sprinkle loy lamala, not upward, v'loy lamata, not downward, ela kamatzlef, but rather like a whip. V'kach ha'yamoinen, this is how he would count, achas, achas v'yachas, achas u'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'yarba, achas v'chomesh, achas v'shesh, Achas v'sheva. He would count 1 and 1. He would count 1, 1 and 1, 1 and 2, 1 and 3, which is very odd. Every counting that he sprinkled downward, he had to join up with it the one that he sprinkled upward, which means first he would spritz up, then he would spritz down. But every time he spritz down, he would mention, by the way, I spritzed up, I spritzed up, I spritzed up, I spritzed up and then down, and up and then down, the second time, up and then down, the third time. Every time he sprinkled down, he had to say that he sprinkled up 1 time. What is that all about? That would be a very inintelligent way to count. I mean, why would anyone count that way? We got it. This is not complicated. He sprinkled up. So we know he did it already. Why does he have to keep on saying it? Says the Gemara in Yuma, Andaf Nunhe, Dukulayama Mias, Hazar, Rishaina, Tsri Chaminyan, Im Kalachas Viachas. Everybody agrees that the first sprinkling had to be counted with all of them. My time, what's the reason? Rebbe Lazar Amar, Shelo Yiteh Behaza'as. So that you don't make a mistake in the sprinkling. Meaning that you could get confused. What you could do is, one, two, you might skip the first sprinkling down. So this way, so that you're clear that you do one up and seven down, you do one, one and one, one and two, and this thing keeps things much more clear. Rabbi Lazar Omar, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Omar Kura, Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Gzer Sakosov. V'lefnei HaKapoiras Yaza. The Pasuk says, V'hizah V'etzba'oi. And then it says, Yaza. Why does it have to say Yaza? Shein Tamalomer Yaza. The word Yaza is extra. Umat Tamalomer Yaza. Why does it have to say sprinkle again? Limeid al hazar rishon shetzricha minyan kol achas achas. It teaches us that the first sprinkling needs to be mentioned with each and every one. Mai beinayu. What is the difference between these two interpretations of why you have to say one with every sprinkling you go down? Is it so that you don't make a mistake, or is it gzeiras hakasav? Ika beinayu deloy mana veloy ta. The nafkamina would be if you didn't count, but you didn't make a mistake. So according to the first opinion, post facto, you're good. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's not. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not okay because it's gzeiras hakasav that you must say one with each sprinkling that you do down. So now, Marv Rabbeisai, although this is the halachic reason for the procedure of counting one, one and one, one and two, one and three, nevertheless, al pi machshava, what is the deeper dimension, deeper reason why we do it this way? What is the message of this method of counting? Bederach hamachshava, ask the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas, Parsha Shoftim, Tavshin Ayin Beis. So we come to an amazing Sefer. This is a Sefer which is written by none other than Rav Moshe Isserles, the Ramah, and certainly the Ramah is the backbone and the basis of Psak Halacha, especially for Ashkenazim. But the Ramah wrote other Sfarim besides the Ramah on Shulchan Aruch. He wrote something called the Toras HaChatas, the Toras HaAsham. He wrote a commentary on the Zohar. And the Ramah also wrote a Sefer about the deeper meaning of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. And this Sefer was very difficult to get for a long time, but now it is available once again. And the name of the Sefer is Toras HaOyla. Toras HaOyla. And the Ramah and the Toras, by the way, I'll tell you an interesting thing about the Ramah. Firstly, if you open up your Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah begins in a very unusual way. The first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is Yisgaber Kohari La'amoid Baboiker La'avoid Es Boiroi. Get up like a lion for the service of your Creator, that you should wake up the morning. However, the Ramah says Hagah V'al Kalpanim La'yachez Man HaTfilah Shatzim Mespalim. Hagah, which means footnote, at the very least, don't delay the Zman Tefillah that the Tzibur is davening. And then the Ramah again says, Hagah, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, which is a hafla of a fellow. Why does the Ramah say Hagah twice? It's still him talking. Why in middle of the Ramah's conversation does the Ramah again say the word Hagah? He doesn't do this anywhere else. So I once heard in the name of the Sefer, Ahalei Shem, that Hagah is Gematria 13. And very often, Mechabrim would begin their Sefer with Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hagah plus Hagah is 26, Gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei. That was the way that the Ramah alluded to the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the beginning of his Chibur. But more than that, the last Ramah in Arach Chaim is Hagah, V'lev Toiv Mishteh Tamid. A good heart is always happy. So the Ramah begins with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, I place God before me always, Tamid. And the Ramah ends, V'lev Toiv Mishteh Tamid, a good heart is always happy. These are the two Tamidim, the Chida writes in the Berkei Yosef, the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. The first Tamid is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. The second Tamid is V'toiv Lev Mishteh Tamid. And zeh tali bezeh. The more we're mekayim shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit, the more we will be zoicheh to v'leiv toiv mishteh tamid. Okay. In any event, the Ramah offers a very amazing pshat in the Achas L'mala V'Sheva L'mata. Look at number 8. The Ramah says, Kfar noida hazois yom ha-kippurim. It is known, the sprinklings of Yom Kippur, Shu Achas L'mala V'Sheva L'mata, one above and seven below. K'moy she'izbar be'hilchos yom ha-kippurim, as it's explained in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Im Yirtza Hashem Yisala, if God allows me to. Vahatam, the reason is like this. We know the Gemara in Sukkah tells us the Yetzer Hara has how many names? The Yetzer Hara has seven names. Darash Rabbi Yavira, Vitamer, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Yetzer Hara has seven names. What are the seven names of the Yetzer Hara? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karoi Ra, God called him evil. Moshe Karoi Orel, Moshe called him uncircumcised. David Karoi Tamei, like it says, Lev Tahar Brali. So David called him Tamei. That means God created for me a pure heart. That means the Yitzhar makes it Tamei. Shloimei called him a Soine. Yeshaya called him Michshal, Shenemar. Soilu, soilu, panu, darech, arimu, michshal, mikarami, darech, ami. Yecheskel called him an Evan, and Yoel called him a Tzafaini. So the Yetzer Hara has seven names. And the sprinkling seven down is a remez to the Yetzer Hara. We sprinkle seven times down, but only one time up, because the Yetzer Hara only has, the Yetzer Tov only has one name. The reason why every time we sprinkle down, we say one up, because we have to serve Hashem with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. So we have to mix the Yetzer Tov together with the Yetzer Hara. Meaning it's not enough just to serve God with the Yetzer Tov, but you got to serve God with the Yetzer Hara also. How's that? You have to use the Yetzer Hara to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. For example, you have to use jealousy, kina soifrim, tarbe chachma, to learn more. You have to use the qualities of the Yetzer Hara to do more, to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs. So that's sort of the first step of the Ramah. The Ramah says the seven sprinklings down represent the Yetzer Hara, the sprinkling up represents the Yetzer Tov, and the reason why we count one with each one is to indicate we have to combine the forces of the Yetzer Tov with the forces of the Yetzer Hara. However, the Ramah, in the Torah Sa'ila, Chela Gimel Perek Nun Tes, the Ramah adds another dimension. The Ramah adds that in a way, the sprinkling seven down and the seven and the sprinkling one up is somewhat puts into a very illustrative terms how difficult it is for us to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, because we have so many things pulling us down and only one force pulling us up. Even though there's seven things pulling us down, only one thing pulling us up. Now, listen to this. Says the Ramah, amazingly, even though there's only one thing pulling us up, but that one thing pulling us up could overcome all seven forces pulling us down. So the Yetzer Hara has seven names, like Chazal say, and these are the seven madrigos of the Yetzer Hara that are tied to the physicality. By the way, the Chida in his Haggadah Shel Pesach explains, what does it mean the Yetzer Hara has seven names? He has seven tricks to get us to sin. For example, first you wake up in the morning and the Yetzer Tov says, you know, you really need to get to Shul on time. If you want to daven properly, you need to be there at least 10 minutes early to have your talis and tefillin on already, to ready start saying the brachas, because if you think you're going to be able to start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur, if you start at the same time as them, it's impossible. The Sheyach Tzibur is not saying every other word. He just basically says the first word and the last word of each paragraph, just as a token gesture that once upon a time there's something called Psuke de Zimra. But he's not actually saying the words. So if you want to actually daven, you have to be there at least 10 minutes early. And then the Yetzer Hara says, nah, come on, who do you think you are? You think you're such a big tzaddik? You're not such a big tzaddik. Your avodah is not that important. So the Yetzer Hara, first, he makes you into a big anav. He says, you don't have to come so early to shul. You know what? Your avodah is really not that important. You could show up right before Baruch Hu, even though if you show up right before Baruch Hu, and you don't start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur, you're not even davening with the minyan. You know, people say, I daven with the minyan. Could be they never daven with the minyan their entire life. Because they come, they roll in, you know, by Baruch Sha'amar. They got their talis and tefillin on. They think that from kindergarten, they still have to say Matoivu and Adoy Noilam at the expense of other things. So by the time the tzibur is up to Shema, they're saying the third line of Yigdal. And they're saying Shemoneh Esrei after the tzibur started. They're not davening with the minyan. It's not called tefillah b'tzibur. And that's, it's all because of the Yetzer Hara made a person into a big anav. But then a few minutes later, somebody comes over to the guy and he says, Rabbi Yid, was that you? You had your cell phone out in the middle of the davening? You did that? With tefillin on? You were looking at a cell phone? And then all of a sudden the Yetzer Hara comes to you and he says, did that guy just say that to you? You know how chashuv you are? You know how important you are? How dare he say that to you? You're God's gift to humanity. In 500 years, there hasn't been such an important person like you. You need to go and punch this guy in the face and knock him to the floor, how important you are. You're more important than the Vilna Gaon, you're more important than the Rambam. Rashi would be machnia himself to you. So Yetzer Hara has many tricks to get a person to do an Avera. Sometimes he makes a person to an Anav. Sometimes he makes a person to a Baal Gaiva. Sometimes the person wants to get up in the morning. Yetzer Hara says, but you're so tired. You're so tired. You need more sleep. If you sleep more, you'll have more kavana when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, when the rest of the tzibur is ready, finish Shemoneh Esrei. You need more sleep, you'll have better, more refuah. It's better for you. So you stay in bed a little bit more. And then, after davening is over, around Ashrei Yovel Tzion, the Yetzer Hara says, davening's over already. If you don't run out now to get a bagel, there might not be any everything bagels left in the store by the time you get there. So you run out of shul and you make a mad dash and you're able to run 100 meters in 2.3 seconds. Even a wide receiver in NFL can't run as fast. So it's amazing how an hour ago the person was the biggest atzel in the world and smacked by Asher Valetzian, all of a sudden this rizus and the hislatus kicks in. So the Yetzer Hara has many different techniques to get a person, and they're opposing techniques. It depends on the time of the day. Sometimes he works on Aniva, sometimes he works on Gaiva, sometimes he works on Zrizus, sometimes he works on Atzlus. Be it as it may, the Yetzer Hara has a lot of tricks up his sleeve. However, the Yetzer Tov, he only has one trick, and that is do the right thing. Now, here's a very important thing. The Yetzer Tov. Who exactly is the Yetzer Tov? Who is the Yetzer Tov? He says, Omnam ha-neshama. The Yetzer Tov is your soul. Yechidahi. V'hu ha-seichel. V'ha Yetzer Tov. Hu achas l'mala. Eino noifel tachas ha-misbar. The Yetzer Tov is not subject to numbers. And therefore he's only one. But he could prevail. He could overcome all seven things pulling you down. If a person remains true to his soul, to his Yetzer Tov, to his Seichel, he could overcome all the things that pull him down. And this is the message, that even though we have so many things in this world that pull us down, we do have one force that pulls us up, that could overcome all seven forces. And that's why with each force pulling us down, Achas v'achas, achas u'shtayim, achas u'shloisha. Don't think that the Yetzer Tov is weaker and incapacitated compared to the Yetzer Hara. No, he is able to be effective. Now, there's an amazing thing. There's a sefer called the Shevet Musar. Shevet Musar was a grandson of the Chassam Sofer. And the Shevet Musar, Reb Simcha Bunim Sofer. Reb Simcha Bunim Sofer offers a Perush in the Ramah, and the way the Shvilei Pinchas understands it, this is not quite what the Ramah is saying, but it's the Derech of the Achronim to offer biurim in earlier achronim in a manner which the earlier achronim maybe never didn't say and maybe didn't mean, but certainly the Rama in Gan Eden has a nachas ruach from this biur in the avoido of achas mal v'shiva lamata, and that is the Shevet Sofer says it's somewhat of a hamlatza and a defense and it's somewhat of a limud zchus on Klal Yisrael, and that is on the holiest day of the year, when the Ribbono Shel Olam was really analyzing our repertoire and our mitzvahs and averos, we're reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, please cut us some slack. Realize, achas lamala v'sheva lamata. Recognize and realize there's so many things in this world that are pulling us down. We have so many temptations and so many challenges. We have seven things pulling us away. On the other hand, we only have one thing pulling us up. So this is sort of like a limud zechus on Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol would go by the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he would sprinkle seven down and one up, indicating that Ribbono Shel Olam, have rachamim on Klal Yisrael. We have so many things that pull us away from the Torah. Now I want to add that we know Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. God created the evil inclination and created the Torah as an antidote. Now, very interestingly, what is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara? The antidote is the Torah. How many books of Torah do we have? So we tend to think there are five books of the Torah, but the Gemara in Shabbos tells us on the pasuk of Chatzva Amudeha Shiva, God hewed out seven pillars, that in reality there are seven books of the Torah: Bereishis, Shemais, Vayikra, Bamidbar before Vayhi Ben Saya, the two psukim of Vayhi Ben Saya, the end of Bamidbar after Vayhi Ben Saya, and Devarim. Says the Imre Yemes, the seven books of the Torah are the antidote to the seven forces and the seven powers of the Yetzer Hara. So we always, whenever God sends us a challenge, it always comes with a proper antidote, a medication, and manner with which we could overcome. Now, the Bnei Yisachar tells us, as we started out the Shira, that in Chodesh Elul, we always read, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha. And Parsha Shoiftim is the beginning of the tshuva process, in the beginning of Chodesh Elul. And therefore, we have to take this advice very seriously. And the advice is we have to put judges and policemen at all of our gates. Now, the first lesson here is that since we live in a time where people think that police are unnecessary, so the first thing the Torah says is, that it's unnecessary if you want to have a civilized community. But if you want to have a organized community and you want to have a safe community, not only do you need police, not only do you need to refund the police, you need to make sure there are police standing on every single street corner. Titein lecha b'chol she'arecha. So that's just advice of the Torah. Otherwise, el molei moiroi ishes chavera chayim molei. You know, then there's anarchy. But there's a deeper meaning here as well, and that is we all need shoiftim and shoitrim. And where do we need to put them? At all of our gates. What that means is the openings of our soul and the interface of our soul and the rest of the world are the senses. And the senses are effectuated at the gateways. And they are the eyes, the nose, the ears, the mouth, and the Rosh HaGviah, which is the male organ. So you have two eyes, you have two ears, that's five, the nose we're counting as one, you have the mouth and the male organ. And therefore, each of these seven orifices needs a shoifet. A shoifet is one's das, to know what are you allowed to look at, what are you not allowed to look at. So you say, very, very simple. If as long as it's G or PG, then I could look at it. No, we're not talking about the nations of the world's system of what is appropriate and not. We're talking about halacha. We're talking about hashkafas ha-toira. And al pi hashkafas ha-toira, our eyes need filters. We're not permitted to look at whatever pleases us. We're not permitted to listen to whatever we're interested in. We're not permitted to smell whatever we like. We're certainly not permitted to say whatever crosses our mind. We have to put judgment and sensibility of all of our orifices. And more than that, we need shoitrim. What does it mean to put a policeman? That is, the Sifrei Chassidus tell us that you, once a person establishes what their values are, what they won't look at, what they won't say, then he needs to accept upon oneself a punishment of money for tzedakah. Okay? I'm not going to look at an immodest image, but I'm tempted. If I do, I'll give $10 to tzedakah. Now I want to tell you something. The Sifrei Chassidus say that you should penalize yourself by giving money to charity. The Balei Musar say, bad idea. Because you have a guy, okay, I'm not supposed to look at, listen to, say, so I'll do it and I'll support my favorite institution, what's the big deal? No, you know what the Balei Musar say? They say, take a $10 bill and rip it up and shred it. Again, I'm not saying legally you're allowed to do it, and obviously you follow the legal code of the country you live in. But let's say you live in a country like Honduras, where you're allowed to rip up the money. I don't know that for a fact. Then rip it up. So you say it's about tashchis? No, that's the best $10 you ever spent, because it's going to bother you so deeply that you destroyed $10 that likely you won't do it again. If you give it to tzedakah, so the Yetzer Hara says, wow, this is great. You should look at every immodest image in the world, and this way you'll be supporting the yeshiva every time you do it. So Yetzer Hara is going to join in on this tzedakah campaign. So that's why the Balei Musar say, don't give it to tzedakah, rip it up. Or accept upon yourself some kind of siguf, some kind of affliction or fasting, like the Talmidei Ramak did, and this is a very big ikur for tshuva, as is brought in the Sefer Agra Dekala. Now, the Agra Dekala was also written by the Bnei Yisachar. And in Parsha Shoiftim, he quotes the Sefer Hayetzira, that the seven orifices of the body are two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and the mouth. And by the way, according to that, the Rosh Hagvia, the male organ, corresponds to the mouth. And the Igra Dekala says, these seven gateways that Hashem gave a person, from which a person is able to sort of interact with this world, one needs shoiftim, judges, to know what one is allowed to look at and listen to, and one needs shoitrim. Policemen, v'tzach l'shabid, kulam l'abor yisbarach. One needs to subjugate all of them to God, l'bal yabit, not to gaze, v'lo yata oizah, not to listen to, v'lo yariach, not to smell, v'lo yedaber, not to say, v'lo yoichal, and not to eat. By the way, it is brought that the seven senses correspond to the 7 days of the week, and speech corresponds to Shabbos. That's the reason why the Yushalmi tells us, "Bekoishi hitiru loymar shalom b'Shabbos." With great difficulty, Chazal gave a heter to go over to your friend and say shalom on Shabbos. Even shalom on Shabbos needs a heter. On Shabbos, one needs to be much more circumspect in the way they speak. These are the main senses that a person is services. One needs to subjugate all of them to the Creator. The shoifet is the seichel, and the shoiter is the kenas, that a person penalizes himself if he violates his values. Likewise, the Shlach HaKadosh says, "Shoiftim v'shoitim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha." B'kan yesh remez musar. This is a remez. L'hadetnan b'sefer yitzira. Shiva sha'arim heim b'nefesh. And all of these senses are in a man's body, but there's also a gateway of the bris milah, which, as we said earlier, that's the peh hatachtoin, that corresponds to the mouth on the lower end of the body. V'tzarcha adam li'oshoymer hasharim, one needs to guard them in what they look at, what they listen to, what they say. And you say, what do I need to guard my nose from? From anger. From anger. You never saw in the cartoons when you get angry, smoke comes out of your nose. That's why charoin af. Charoin is a blazing fire of the nostril. What is the nostril? Because when you get angry, it's like smoke's coming out of the nostril. Gam kein tzach lishmar shabris, one has to guard their mila, not to be moitzi levatala. Also, not to fill one's stomach up like a behema. And therefore we need to have shoiftim v'shoitrim, always on guard. Likewise, Avodas Yisrael, the Kashan Tzamagid also writes that this parsha of shoiftim we always read in Chodesh Elul, which is prepared as the introduction, that even if we've spent our entire year allowing these orifices free reign and allowing illegal immigrants to come in. No, friends, this is the time of the year we need to build that wall. We have to build walls in all the free entrance ways. No more illegal aliens will be allowed entrance into our neshama. We have to have walls with immigration patrol, with guards, with judges. And to spend this month being mischaret and spent in her hurei tshuva, that we allowed the borders to be breached for an entire year. Marv Raboisai, therefore the Shvilei Pinchas says an incredible remez. We have one thing pulling us up, but we have seven forces pulling us down, and the seven forces of the Yetzer Hara are looking to infiltrate and to weaken and to contaminate the soul through the seven gateways. The seven forces of the Yetzer Hara, the Arel, the Tame, the Ra, the Michshol, the Soine, the Tzifoini, all of these seven forces of the Yetzer Hara looking to contaminate our eyes, our ears. You know, often we go through a Yom Kippur and we do tshuva, maybe. We did this Avera, we did that Avera, but do we think about how clean our senses are? What do we allow our ears to hear? Even to listen to nonsense, to spend time, listen to people rehashing, analyzing the news, which, by the way, never even happened. So now, it's one thing to hear the news. The news never happened. They make up half the stuff. But now you're listening to an analyst analyze news that somebody made up and didn't even happen. How much Dvarim Batalim could you allow the Oizen to take in? So now when the Kohen Gadol sprinkles one above and seven below, what his message is, number one, it's a Meilutz Toiv, it's a Limutz Chosan Klal Yisrael, that Ribbono Shel Olam, look how vulnerable we are. Look how many, underbellies we have. Look how many weak points we have. Look how many places the Yetzer Hara could infiltrate. And the seven forces of the Yetzer Hara are able to infiltrate the seven orifices. But we strengthen ourselves. Achas v'achas. Achas u'shnayim. Achas u'shloisha. That the Yetzer Tov has the capacity to protect all seven gateways and all seven orifices by establishing clearly what it is we can look at, what it is we're not allowed to, what we're not allowed to listen to, what we're not allowed to eat, taste, say, and so on and so forth, that we're able to overcome. And therefore it is the avoida of Chodesh Elul to begin by shoiftim v'shoitrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha, to ensuring that we have the proper safeguards and policemen at all of our orifices. And therefore, says the Shvilei Pinchas, an incredible remez. You ready for this? Elul is Rosh Tevois. Achas, Lamala, Visheva, Lamata. Elul is Rosh Tevois. one above and seven below, as this is the Avodah of this month, which we begin by reading Parshas Shoftim, to make sure that these seven gateways are securely locked. And just to give an example, the Gemara tells us that the mouth has many guards to it. First you have the teeth, so that's the first way to make sure that you don't let out something you're not supposed to say, because when your teeth are clenched, it's very, very hard to talk. And then you have the lips. If you close your teeth, you can't get a word out. So the Ribbono Shel Olam made the tongue, Chazal say, horizontal. You ever realize that? All the other organs are vertical, and the tongue is horizontal. Why is the tongue horizontal? To indicate that the default position of the tongue should be at rest, like a revolver. A gun you have just in case you need it. A tongue you have just in case you need it. But it's guarded by two sets of teeth, and it's guarded by lips. And if you have to say something, you pry open your lips, you pry open your teeth, you say, "Tongue, wake up from your slumber. And you use your tool, and when you're done, you put it back to rest. The Gemara says, why are the fingers sloped? So if you're about to hear something improper, you put your finger in your ear. So the Chafetz Chaim says, but elsewhere the Gemara says that's why you have the earlobe to put in your ear. Chafetz Chaim says you do both. If you put the earlobe in your ear covered by your finger with a double covering, this way you definitely won't hear. So this all illustrates the importance of conceptually safeguarding these orifices. And these are the shoiftim and the shoitrim we need to set up. That is why we read this parasha in the beginning of Elul. Elul, Rashi Tevois, Achas, Lamala, Visheva, Lamata. Wishing everyone a successful upcoming season of Tshuva. Everyone's invited to join us daily at 5 p.m. for the Sefer Toimer Devora. It's really a beautiful limud. So 5 p.m., same Zoom station. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll see you next Monday or sooner. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a great day.
Baruch,
Tia, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.